do you find yourself spending more time playing video games and unable to pull the plug when it's time to go to bed? If the answer is yes, then you are suffering.
Ooh.
I guess from a disorder. Or at least that's what the World Health Organization is saying. Guys, what's going on? I like video games, but I don't consider myself disordered.
For a good reason.
So, guys, tell me what's going on. And honestly, we're all gamers here. Is this reasonable? Lai Ming, what do you got on this?
All right, here is a CGTN report that's saying gaming disorder was officially classified as a mental health condition for the first time by the World Health Organization, according to the 11th edition of the International Classification of Diseases, ICD-11, released on Monday. The WHO will present the new ICD at the World Health Assembly in May 2019. If the ICD is adopted by the member states of the WHO, it will go into effect on January 1st, 2022. So, basically, I think there's something wrong with the CGTN report saying that this is official. But actually, what we are looking at is a draft that at WHO
so
that is going to...
finalized.
It's not finalized.
It's just a draft.
Yeah. And so at the earliest, it may be finalized in May 2019, and it will not come into effect until 2022. So there's still time for us to clear our names, our gamers.
Guys, play as much video games as you can.
Yeah, before you are officially labeled psychopaths or mentally ill.
Yeah, I guess so. So, New Hong Lin.
Yes.
This is quite interesting. When we think of video games, we don't think of the word disorder. So now we're having to associate something each of us in this room love to do. And so can you define disorder as the World Health Organization sees video games?
Well, actually, they're not saying that if you play video games or you find yourself unable to stop playing it for one night or 1 week, then you are having, you're suffering from this video game or game disorder.
Wait, so you're saying if I play all week, nonstop, no sleep,
still
then I have
fine.
No disorder.
You're still fine, yes.
I don't know if that's
that is. That's
the cutoff point, but okay.
Because actually you need to show very specific symptoms for as long as a year to be diagnosed with this disorder.
Okay.
And the symptoms including that this... Now, what I'm saying here is actually gaming activity is not equal to gaming disorder. That's what the WHO is saying here. And they said the symptoms include uncontrollable gaming activities, putting gaming in front of anything else in life, and continuing gaming activities even if there are serious consequences in your personal life, in family, social, educational, occupational, or other important areas of functioning. So basically...
But who gets to decide what's more important? I mean, like, in what point do we get freedom in our own lives to decide what's important and to have others call us a disorder? I mean, okay, certain things are really bad for your health.
Yeah.
Drugs, gambling, you'll lose a lot of money. But often, you know, video games are a way to decompress, to end the days, to kind of get out of your world, which could be more damaging to you than actually playing that game, to tell you the truth. Of course, there's two sides of the coin here, but my question to you is we're calling this a disorder,
mm-hmm.
and you're saying for this to be a disorder, it has to be over a year, which I think completely makes it invalid on my level to call this a disorder, because to put a time frame like, oh yeah, if Ryan plays a week's worth of games nonstop, doesn't do anything, then he doesn't have a disorder. He has to be doing this for a year, and like specifically a year, and that's how it's defined as a disorder. I don't necessarily think the time frame is good or makes it valid, makes it scientific. And I think, you know, this is relative for a lot of different people and how they live their lives and how they find happiness. But now we have a world organization.
Uh-huh.
Where there's real disorders out there, like schizophrenia, all these different things. Now we're using that word, disorder, you know, from like even retardation to different things that we suffer from or we call disorders. Now we're putting games in there. And I'm a gamer who frequently plays games, and I feel like this is actually counteractive. In a way, it's a World Health Organization saying that what I do is really bad. Do you guys see it that way?
No,
that it's like a label that is putting you in a box of being somewhat of a, as netizens in China are joking, psychopaths.
No, obviously that's not a very pleasant
Are you a psychopath?
Joke. No, well, I think according to WHO standard, I may have been a psychopath at one point in my life, because I remember
Once
being
a psychopath, always a psychopath. Oh,
I remember being hooked to a game that I was playing called Skyrim in Elder Scrolls.
Can you tell me about it? Like, what was, how do you know you were hooked?
I was hooked because all I could think about was that game after work. Because I don't necessarily
but
think
about it. But you
still
work.
I still work.
See?
So, but still, I spend most of my leisure time playing with that game. And I sometimes forget to have, well, meals, forget to eat. And that, according to WHO, is one of the symptoms of you suffering from this disorder, that you are putting your own personal health ahead of or behind the pleasant, the pleasure that you get from playing those games.
Skyrim is a great game. New Honglin, what do you got?
What I wanted to say here actually is that I don't completely agree with you when you're talking about putting a time range that is 1 year on that. Because I think if we think about all the other symptoms or all the other definitions when WHO is categorizing someone as suffering from this game disorder, the other symptoms are not that clear. Saying that putting your personal life behind your video game or putting your video game or cell phone game, whatever game, ahead of everything, making that your life priority. But like Lai Ming has just given an example, he's forgetting meals, but he's still working, he's still supporting himself, at least financially. So is that a symptom that we can categorize here? We're not that sure. But the 1 year frame is something that is concrete, that is something we can refer to when we're trying to diagnose someone, see if he or she is suffering from that disorder. And I think 1 year is just a long period of time where you maybe in that year you realize that you don't need game to live in the world, but you cannot stop.
I feel like more damage can be done and this can be considered a disorder much shorter of a time than a year.
Yes,
somebody
yes.
could die in a week from not eating.
That's true.
Because
of playing games. So I just don't know why a year was chosen to basically call this a disorder. I would like an explanation for that. But before we do, I do want to point out that there is a CGTN report that came out about gaming. And guys, gaming is very popular in China, so this is important we talk about this. I mean, the World Health Organization could be classifying about 583 million Chinese people as having disorders, okay? Because they play a lot of games. 57% of them are playing mobile games, okay? So that's a concern as well, is there's a lot of gamers here in China that are jokingly calling themselves psychopaths. And is it healthy that a health organization is labeling people as having a disorder? And I think the terms you're saying are kind of loose on some regard. I mean, Lai Ming saying, oh yeah, I forgot to eat, dude. Dude, Lai Ming, I've seen guys watch sports games and they don't touch anything except their, like, each other's hands and sitting there and praying that their team's going to win. And when they don't, they just storm out the door and don't say anything to anyone. You know, is that a disorder? Is watching TV too late and not going to bed on time a disorder? Are we basically, you know, making up excuses for ourselves and how we have a lack of discipline? Is that a disorder? I mean, at what day? We just want to call things certain really bad words to make it seem like it's not actually our fault. I think actually you get the choice here to decide when to turn off the Xbox and when to turn on the Xbox. I don't think it's necessarily like, let's say, smoking, where nicotine comes into play and actually your body from within is telling you, hey, we're going through withdrawals. Like, actual drug addicts have to go to rehab because their body is telling them they feel sick. They need it. Their body's like, I need more of what we're having. This is not that same case. Well, that is, both can be considered an addiction. But I'm saying, I think video games is something very controllable. and not like schizophrenia, which is a real disorder where I have zero control. All of a sudden, my name's Ryan.
Next, I'm Todd from down the street. How you doing, Lan Ming? I don't know who you are, but where am I? I'm in the studio. Anyways, yeah, these kind of things.
I totally understand what you're saying here.
Totally.
And I
totes?
Agree
Do you
that
totes understand?
I totes understand. I totes agree that if we are living the world where everyone can control their behaviors and can control themselves and can do the right thing, the world is going to be a much better place. But the fact is there are many people who can't. And I'm
so
not pinpointing.
So the greater number should suffer for those who can't control
themselves.
No, they are
not suffering because WHO at least given an identification of who should be categorized as having this disorder. It's just in a lot of reports, including media reports, they didn't say it clearly. But what I'm saying here is maybe these people could control themselves if they are more stronger mentally. But if we are seeing an increasing number of people who cannot help themselves, who cannot control themselves, maybe having a worldwide organization identifying this as a disorder so that more scientists and doctors could do research into it and come up with some way to help them. It's not the worst thing.
Yeah, and also I think we needed to clarify on some point here. Neither CGTN or the WHO is saying that of the 583 million Chinese people who are playing games
I'm
here,
simply just
they
saying that there's
psychopaths.
Gamers out there.
Yeah,
there
are gamers.
We can
there,
speculate, but I'm not. Obviously, they're not all suffering from this disorder.
Yes,
I'm just
the
saying.
Classification is very exacting. I mean, not just that they have to be a long-term player for a year, but they also have to exhibit some kind of loss of control over their own lives.
Who hasn't lost control, I mean? Who hasn't gone to bed later because they were in the middle of a good book?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a disorder?
I've done it.
That's where the one-year term comes into play. I mean, when you have lost control over your private life for a year, then you have to say
Let's apply this to everything. Anytime you lose control because of something you enjoy, chocolate, books, all these different things that aren't being called disorders. Why video games?
Video games is special in the sense that the best games like Skyrim or the other one that I'm playing, Fallout 4, they are designed in a way that gives you that instant gratification every now and then. So for a minute, you might level up or you might beat some competitor or you might acquire some rare items. All of the things are carefully designed and paced so that you continuously get that stimulus from that game. Right. So there are studies finding that when brains are triggered, when people are playing games, their brains are triggered in the same direct and intense way that the drug addict's brain is affected by a particular substance. So in a way, further study is required in this field. Yeah. But in a way, you can say that somewhat, at least for some people, their brains are being affected.
It could just be enjoyment. Like, you got to identify what sectors of the brain you're talking about. But what I want to say is, guys, why this is important is because the World Health Organization is saying that this can be a disorder. And so people often don't see the gray area. They see the black and the white. And so you could see countries seriously limiting kids after this World Health Organization labeling video games as a disorder. They're not going to look for the one-year mark or this other stuff. And I think this is completely not right of the World Health Organization on hold on, Lan Ming, please. Because you described in very practical terms Fallout 4, okay? For those of you that don't know, Fallout 4 is an amazing game, and it's first person. It's you in a post-apocalyptic world. But here, let me tell you a little something, because a lot of people think video games are just, like, so simple. But when you play Fallout 4, it is a story. It is like opening a book, but you get to play the main character. You get to choose the decisions. It is a movie that's interactive. I remember when I played it for the first time, hearing the radio and all the different intricacies that some people put into making you feel you are in a totally different world. To have that kind of escape, that's magical. But now, because maybe a few people can't control themselves, and we're calling it a disorder, or our World Health Organization is calling it a disorder, your maybe rights about playing video games could be infringed upon. And so in which case, that's not fair.
But another possibility
Learn
is
to control
that
yourself.
With the development of technology, more and more great games, like what you guys have described, more and more of those games will emerge, and it'll be harder and harder to resist the temptation of playing those games, drawing into those games, and forget about your life. So I don't think it's the worst idea having this in place, at least for in advance we can have someone to do research about being suffering from this so-called game disorder. And one more small point I'd like to make here is that actually game disorder should be translated to 游戏障碍 instead of 游戏成瘾. The word 成瘾 here should be addiction, and addiction is something far more serious. And I've seen a lot of Chinese media reports using 游戏成瘾 as a, I feel like it can fall into the category of a clickbait, that you want people to click into it and see, WHO is categorizing this as a disease, it's addiction, we should stop kids from playing that, that's wrong. So I do agree with Ryan that
just doesn't,
something bad could happen because of this generalization of this phenomenon.
It just doesn't feel right to use a word that describes schizophrenia, that describes real serious problems people have to mentally deal with, depression, all this different stuff, to throw video games in there. For some reason, I cannot get on board on that. And on top of that, even though it is a draft, I think the World Health Organization shouldn't be focusing on such a debatable thing, but rather maybe really trying to focus and put more attention on the things we can all agree are real disorders, and really trying to solve those things. That's what you should be doing. But I think in these efforts, there will be some backfire. There will be kids who will be not allowed to play video games, who will lose their chance to escape maybe the reality of their life, and they'll find depression more easier to come by. And suddenly, we see that the other side of the coin, this fix of not having video games, made more problems. Because I know as a kid, every time my parents would get in a fight or an argument, every time something really bad in my life happened, I could turn on a video game, those tears would go away, and suddenly I was out of my situation. It was an escape. And to have that, I know I'm not the only one. To have that, that's powerful. And so I would say in a disorder, you could also call games a way to save a life. And so I'm not about this. I also think this is coddling. I think this is basically, this is discipline. I mean, okay, so we have a Chu Shan, psychiatric expert at Peking University People's Hospital, who said the WHO's new classification is critical in identifying people's addictiveness to video games, because they are usually teenagers and young adults who don't seek help on their own. Well, that's because video games are pretty much pretty new. Older generations wouldn't have played video games. It's our generation dealing with this. But I don't think Chu Shan's psychiatric look at this is actually correct. I think it's the parents. If I stayed on my video games too long, my dad would crack the whip and say, Ryan, get off, get outside, do something. And discipline. discipline is what's going to fix this so-called disorder, in my opinion. Guys, closing thoughts. Let me know what you really think here.
That is a very strong backfire coming from a gamer who loves playing games so much. And speaking of backfire, we're also looking at powerful reactions from the gaming industry. We know that is a powerful industry. So the digital game market increased 23% year-on-year to 290 billion yuan last year here in China. That was the largest growth in China in the world. And we know that the gaming industry is actually rallying support from the researchers and scholars trying to stage a fight towards the WHO edict. And I have to say, we should only take the WHO ruling or that move at its face value, because It's not like we are really respecting that. I mean, that is only, even when it's passed, it's only going to be a medical reference standard. And before it to be have some effect in the member countries, it will rely on each individual countries to make corresponding rules to rein in the gaming industry.
You're right. The WHO at the end of the day won't be the ones that influence the gamers in countries. It'll be laws and regulations. New Honglin, closing statements.
I don't think this initiative is something so bad. My only suggestion is that one media outlet trying to refer this reference, refer it correctly and clearly so kids won't be being stopped playing these games because the parents don't really understand what this is about.
I guys, just quickly here, I see what all of you are saying. I think everybody here has, on some point, valid points. I've heard what World of Warcraft has done to people.
Oh.
And if there's any way to help people who can't help themselves in certain situations, I hope they get that help. Maybe that is a disorder. But in my experience, I've always been able to turn off the gaming system. Maybe I'm just special.